Time now for the Sunday News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. The WFIW weather calling for mostly cloudy skies today, a 30% chance of late afternoon showers, a high in the low 60s. Showers likely tonight with thunderstorms and heavy rainfall a possibility, a low around 41. I'm Darren Cottle reporting. Forecasters at the National Weather Service in Paducah, Kentucky say the southern Illinois region has a small chance for some strong or severe thunderstorms late this afternoon and into tonight and Monday morning. Forecasters say a surface low is expected to move northeast out of the southern plains. Although heavy rainfall is the main concern, some storms, if they develop, could produce damaging wind gusts, and a brief tornado or two can't be ruled out. Once the storms and rain move out, cooler weather is expected Monday, and even cooler weather by late this week. Here's the latest on the area river stages as of this morning. Little Wabash River east of Fairfield at 22.42 feet above the 17-foot flood stage. At Clay City, the stage is 9.13 feet, flood stage is 18 feet, and a crest of 20 feet is expected around Thursday. At Carmi, the river's at 29.75 feet above the 27-foot flood stage. A crest of 32 feet is expected around Wednesday. The Skillet Fork at Wayne City is at 5.77 feet. Flood stage is 15 feet. And the Wabash at Mount Carmel is at 22.24 feet. Flood stage is 19 feet. More news after this break.
Graber Post is your place for post frame projects. Whether you do it yourself or you do it for a living as a contractor, Graber Post is your place. Get the entire package for your project delivered to your site, or have their experienced crews do the work for you. It's GraberPost.com to learn about or design your unique project. And if you want one of their quality crews to do the job, get quotes there too. Residential, commercial, or agricultural products, it's all at GraberPost.com.
The Big Deal Store has a great deal on Bopple's Home Furnishing Certificates. Pick one up and get a great value on top quality furniture at Bopple's Home Furnishing in McLeansboro on the south side of the square.
Fire heavily damaged a Mount Vernon church Friday afternoon. Media reports say firemen were first called around 3:15 p.m. to the Landmark Church on North 11th Street just outside the Mount Vernon city limits. Firemen responding said there was smoke coming out of the eaves of the single-story building on arrival, but no fire was found, as it apparently had burned itself out. However, firemen were called to the church a second time Friday night after the fire reignited and was burning through the roof. Reports indicated one of the church's pastors suffered burns in the fire. No firemen were injured. It was not immediately known what started the fire. The building was considered a total loss. Firemen from the Jefferson County Fire Protection District battled the blaze with assistance from departments in Mount Vernon, Kell, Bluford, Salem, and Woodlawn. The application period for Wabash Valley College's Honor Society Phi Theta Kappa is open. Applications are available in the Student Services Office and need to be turned in as soon as possible. Phi Theta Kappa is a national honor society for American community colleges. Its purposes are the promotion of scholarship, the development of leadership and service, and the cultivation of fellowship among community college students. To be eligible, a student must maintain a 3.5 or higher GPA and be enrolled full-time in a degree program. Students may check their Entrada transcript or inquire in Student Services at Wabash Valley for GPA information. Students meeting the criteria should contact the Student Services Office in Main Hall to complete and submit application forms. Application fees must also be paid. Members are recognized at a formal induction ceremony as well as Wabash Valley College's commencement ceremony. Each year, Phi Theta Kappa awards cash scholarships to the top graduating students who compete by filing an application and writing an essay. Phi Theta Kappa membership provides many benefits to students, including scholarship opportunities as they transfer to other higher education institutions. Those who are interested in joining the largest honor society in American higher education should contact Brenda Fegley, Phi Theta Kappa advisor, at PHEGLEYB@IECC.edu for student services. Some high schools in southern Illinois have been recognized for helping seniors apply for federal aid, specifically the federal aid form known as FAFSA. FAFSA stands for Free Application for Federal Student Aid. Several high schools in southern Illinois were recognized for their efforts in helping at least 65% of students in the process of applying for the aid. Carmi-White County High School was recognized for a rate of 83%, and Norris City Omaha Infield High School was recognized for a rate of 74%. One school superintendent noted it is important for every student to complete the form regardless of their plans after high school, and said they should fill out their aid forms before graduation to receive future potential scholarship money. House lawmakers have passed legislation to increase access to prostate cancer screenings. The bill comes from Representative LaShawn Ford of Chicago. It ensures that health insurers cover annual screening procedures without requiring copays or deductibles. Fellow survivor Representative Dan Swanson of Woodhull stressed the importance of these checks.
4 years ago, I was diagnosed with prostate cancer. This past December 2nd, I had surgery to remove my prostate. I would not have known my medical condition if it would not have been for the PSA testing by the medical field.
It's now up to the Senate to approve the measure. That's the news. We'll check area deaths next.
Feel the thrill of Sparklight Internet, now twice as fast, with speeds up to 200 megs. Just $45 a month for 3 months. Call 877-687-1427 for free installation and no contracts. Gig service is also available. Get award-winning Internet, only $45 a month for 3 months. Call 877-687-1427 today. Offer ends June 30th, 2022. Includes 700 gig data plan. Equipment taxes and fees not included. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Together, we build schools out of abandoned buildings. Together, we bring food to hungry children in need. Together, we see solutions instead of problems. We are the 1.2 million members of Rotary, community leaders in your neighborhood and around the globe, brought together to do one thing, make more good happen. Connect with us at Rotary.org. Together, we are Rotary, and we are people of action.
Area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 83-year-old Parkersburg resident Donald G. Stover died on Wednesday. Donald Stover is survived by his wife Phyllis, children Leslie, Dave, Mary, Lona, and Jim, and several grandchildren, great-grandchildren, nieces, and nephews. Services will be Tuesday at 10 at the Kistler-Patterson Funeral Home in Olney. Visitation will be Monday from 5 to 7, and interment will be at Oak Hill Cemetery. 77-year-old Xenia resident Daryl W. Harrell died Thursday. Daryl Harrell is survived by his wife Betty, one daughter, four grandchildren, and siblings Joanne and Edward. Services will be Monday at noon at the Frank and Bright Funeral Home. Visitation will be from 11 until service time. 58-year-old Sisney resident Samuel Gill died Friday. Sam Gill is survived by his wife Sheila, father Nelson, children Alan, Samuel, Chris, Charlie, and Jessica, brothers Joseph, Carl, Patrick, and Shane, 10 grandchildren, and several nieces and nephews. Services will be Monday at 2 at the Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home. Visitation will be from noon to service time, and burial with military rites will be in Brown Cemetery. 38-year-old Hamlet, Indiana resident Andrew Michael Lindley died Thursday. Andrew Lindley is survived by his wife Paula, father Jim, children Aubrey, Hannah, Noah, and Olivia, one grandmother and two siblings. Visitation will be Thursday from 5 to 7 at the Stenebeck Funeral Home in Carmi. 94-year-old Noble resident William L. Slankard died on Tuesday. Pete Slankard, survived by sons Gary, Jerry, Jim, and Billy, and several grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Services with military rites will be Monday at 11 at the Kistler-Patterson Funeral Home in Alney. Visitation will be from 10 until service time. 83-year-old Johnsonville resident Derek O'Neill Gaines died Saturday, February 26th. Derek Gaines is survived by children Derek, Yvette, and Christy, 10 grandchildren, 22 great-grandchildren, and one brother. Services will be March 26th at 2 at Providence General Baptist Church. The Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. A reminder, if you missed any of our obituaries, they're updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Darren Cuddle reporting.
TOC Direct Media is bringing Jeff Bodart and Robert Haysmith to Vincennes Saturday, April 16th at the Eagles Lodge on Willow Street for a night of comedy. Tickets are on sale now at tocbigdeals.com. Tickets are limited, so get yours today. A cash bar and food will be available during the event. You must be 18 to enter, 21 to purchase alcohol. Get your tickets today at tocbigdeals.com. Brought to you by TOC Direct Media.
Here's your sports update. Boys high school basketball, the 1A sectional at Oakville. Alex Caverly of Edwards County advanced to state in the three-point showdown. At the 2A sectional at Carterville, Gavin Holloman of Carmi White County advanced to state in the three-point showdown. Girls high school basketball yesterday at the 1A state tournament. In the championship game, Brimfield over Galena, 32-31. Class 2A State Tournament Championship, Quincy Notre Dame over Winnebago, 63-56. 3A State Tournament Championship, Mundelein Carmel over LaGrange Park Nazareth Academy, 43-39. 4A State Tournament Championship, Lincolnshire Stevenson over Barrington, 55-43. College basketball, Purdue beat Indiana, 69-67. Kentucky over Florida, 71-63. Tennessee over Arkansas, 78-74. Missouri over Georgia, 79-69. Vanderbilt over Ole Miss, 63-61. Murray State over Morehead State, 71-67. Baylor over Iowa State, 75-68. North Carolina over Duke, 94-81. Auburn over South Carolina, 82-71. Kansas beat Texas, 70-63. Villanova over Butler, 78-59. Oklahoma State over Texas Tech, 52-51. And LSU over Alabama, 80-77. Women's college basketball, Valparaiso over SIU, 67-54. Northern Iowa beat Evansville, 83-56. Indiana over Ohio State, 70-62. Kentucky over Tennessee, 83-74. In the NBA, Dallas over Sacramento, 114-113. Charlotte over San Antonio, 123-117. Miami beat Philadelphia, 99-82. Memphis over Orlando, 124-96. Minnesota over Portland, 135-121. The LA Lakers over Golden State, 124-116. National Hockey League, the New York Islanders over St. Louis 2-1, Philadelphia over Chicago 4-3, Arizona beat Ottawa 8-5, Florida over Detroit 6-2, Vancouver over Toronto 6-4, Washington over Seattle 5-2. In a shootout, Boston beat Columbus 5-4, Montreal beat Edmonton 5-2, Nashville shut out San Jose 8-0, and in overtime, Calgary beat Colorado 4-3. NASCAR racing, the Xfinity Series at Las Vegas, Ty Gibbs the winner, Noah Gregson second, Daniel Hemric third. The Cup Series races today at 2:30 p.m. on Fox, Christopher Bell on the pole. Representatives from Major League Baseball and the Players Union set to meet again today for contract negotiations. The MLB Network said no players will be present, only top negotiators from both sides during today's session. The first two series of the 2022 season have already been canceled due to the impasse in contract talks. The league and players had been in the midst of negotiating new contract terms after the previous contract expired this past December 1st until negotiations stalled last Tuesday. College softball today, FCC plays Arkansas State University in a doubleheader. In college basketball today, Illinois takes on Iowa. The game can be heard on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM beginning at 3 p.m. Also in top 25 action today, Wisconsin's playing Nebraska. Houston plays Memphis and Ohio State takes on Michigan. That's your sports update. Area weather, mostly cloudy today, 30% chance of late afternoon showers, a high of 62. Showers likely tonight, thunderstorms and heavy rain possible, a low of 41. Mostly cloudy Monday, 40% chance of morning showers, temperature falling to near 38 by late afternoon. Partly sunny Tuesday, a high near 46. Sunny Wednesday and Thursday, highs of 52 Wednesday. 59 Thursday, partly sunny Friday, chance of showers, a high of 42. Picked up 21 hundredths of an inch of rain today. The present Fairfield temperature is 60.